Welcome to the Sights On Podcast. It's Luciano and Alex here. Today, we are going through another Nuts and Bolts episode, number 3. This is just a laid-back episode. We're just going to be talking about our lives, touch base on what we're doing, and have some reactions to our first 11 episodes. What a milestone.
Yeah, what a milestone. We've gotten really far. This is a great opportunity to just keep going. This is kind of a fun episode. We do these every once in a while because it's hard to just produce content on the topics of the world and America all the time. And we like to just relax and have a little fun, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah, definitely. I was so excited that we got to number 11. I didn't even know that we got to number 11 until we got to there, because we were just posting once per week and we just went through the content and we went through the Bill of Rights. And then suddenly we got to 11. And I was like, wow, what a milestone. So we got to 11, and I think this is a booster to the next couple episodes we're going to be posting out.
Yeah, also to everyone that does watch this and you watch it live or you watch it on YouTube, this will be the first episode we're trying a new way of the setup where we're both right here next to each other instead of kind of at an angle. So we're just trying to set up a new setup that kind of helps us with wires and just, it's all new. We're trying something a little different, you know, testing the waters. Let us know if you like this or you liked it the way it was. And if you like the way it was, we'll go back. Or if you like this way better, let us know and we'll keep it this way.
Yeah, I think we have more space here. Like, we had such a crowded space in the front.
Yeah, it definitely made it hard to get through and the wires and step in. You always thought you might break something, you know, type of deal. So I do like this way, but if the audience likes it the better way, they think it looks better, I don't mind going back. But I do like this way more at the moment.
Exactly, yeah. So what are your thoughts about the next 10 episodes, like, coming up?
I think we have a lot of, I'm always thinking about episodes on the fly. We had an election. I want to do an election / voting episode. That could be 2 episodes, one just on the election itself coming up, of like the problems that we have, like the voting, like what are the voter problems people have. And then I guess they kind of tie in together, like voting. Like, I have for an episode idea, I've told you about this. It is a quiz you take, and that with the audience, our live stream can take this quiz with us. It has problems that you vote on. What are your major problems that you want fixed? And they're kind of talked about in that quiz. And we would take that quiz and we would kind of discuss those problems that we want fixed as our top priority to lower priority. Like, what's your main problem? Is it the border? Is it the economy? You know, like different things, just all voter problems that we want fixed. And it's all in that one quiz. And it kind of shows you who you lean left, do you lean right, kind of tells you who you should vote for, kind of deal.
Exactly. Yeah, we can do that with you on the podcast. We can take it along with you live here, and we'll be taking it and we're going to give our explanations to why we chose that way on the quiz, and then we'll ask you right here. You can look at it.
Yeah. Ruben, we have not talked about the debate. That's definitely something we thought about bringing up today in our Nuts and Bolts episode, of just kind of a slight banter. We kind of just did talk about it a little bit. I also thought it was refreshing in my mind that we haven't, like, it wasn't so, it was more wholesome, like you said. Like, there were moments where both sides were agreeing, and that's what I want to see in our America, is people actually agreeing instead of disagreeing. We can agree to disagree, but it's always better when we start to agree on that things have to change, right, in certain aspects. And I love to see that they can both, like, I know Vance said that he was willing to work with Waltz if he wins, and I think that's awesome. I think that the governors that should work together to fix the nation as much as they can.
Yeah. It was back to our, 5th episode. You get to talk to the person on the other side. Then you see that you have similarities, actually.
Yeah.
Opposed to differences.
And definitely, like, you don't want to have people in government that aren't willing to work with other people, because that doesn't fix anything. You're just a big stump in the road, you know? Like, you're a big rock in the road. You're blocking it. You're making everybody's life harder, because you want to be difficult, you know?
Yeah. I think it was a good debate. Better than ones that we ever had in the past.
And I definitely
7 years.
Wouldn't even, like, call it. Like, I wasn't even looking for a, I think J.D. Vance won. I thought Waltz looked a little bit cautious, or a little bit, like, he didn't always, like, he gave some funny facial expressions for sure. And he did say accidentally that he's friends with school shooters, which is definitely, I knew that was going to blow up when you say that. I knew what he meant. He meant to say that he was friends with the victims, but he said, like, everybody messes up. You make a mistake. Mm-hmm. But I definitely thought, I didn't even think of it as a winner. I just was happy to see that the two parties were actually getting along and working together, you know?
Yeah. But the problem is, it's just vice presidential.
It is vice presidential. I would love to see that at the higher, because yeah. We talk about vice presidents, but we would love to see that from the actual president.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
The only problem is that, like, these guys are both governors, and our presidents, one is the vice president and one is a previous president, which makes it a lot harder, because at the end of the day, one of them will work, like, vice presidents will, one of them's governor, right? So at the end of the day, they'll still have their job, but for the presidents, it's, you know, vice president, previous president. So one of them will not have a job at the end of the day, and they won't work together, so.
Right. We're in busy times here. We're coming up to the election. About 30 days, November 4th, 5th.
Something like that. November 4th or 5th. Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, we need to think carefully about who we want to elect, who's going to be best for this country. So we are going to be talking about how voting is so important next time on this podcast, next two Fridays from now. And we're going to ask you why you should vote.
Yeah.
How you should vote and what you can do to get others to vote.
We also have a Veterans Day coming up, so we'll most likely have a veterans or military episode coming up, because might as well, with the holiday coming up, might as well take the opportunity to talk about our veterans, the military, and all things military, basically. So definitely see that as a coming episode. And then I have a couple ideas of my own. I want to do a video on AI. Now it's kind of like taking over America. It's definitely in the last like 4 years, it's blown up. I think we've seen with like ChatGPT and Gemini and all these different AI softwares that are kind of blowing up, and it's really growing. So I definitely would like to take an episode on that. And then the food epidemic how crap our food system is, that we just like load every like fast food or like junk food is just full of crap. But if you go over to like Europe, they take all that stuff out and it's not as bad for you. It's still bad, but it's not as bad.
Yeah. I'd like to go into home cooked meals and how they would be better for you in the long term. So that'll be a better episode after the election.
I also, like I was just thinking about it today, I was watching a video about people who don't do good with their financials, of like why there's so many Americans, you know, in debt. I think there's millions of Americans in debt because they don't know how to spend their money correctly. And I know from us too, we pretty much know how to spend our money correctly. We've saved up lots of money. I mean, we put a lot of money in this podcast and we're still saving. We have a budget system. And I'd just like to talk about like, how can Americans get better with their money? Because I feel like that is a big problem also in America, is uneducated in finance.
Cool. Yeah. We can give some tips on how we
yeah, give budget tips, but just like in general, like I feel like there's a lack of knowledge on like, I see lots of people, they barely spend any money on what they actually, on their needs, and more money on the wants of like their vapes, their alcohol, the weed that they need per week to survive, apparently. But you don't really need those. Sure. But they're buying those over what they actually need, like a shelter, you know, just their basic phone plan maybe, or just things that they actually need, instead of like, they get all the things they want instead of what they need. So that's what I just like, because I see that a lot in our world of people just buying maybe a ton of junk food, but they could have just bought all the, or fast food even, they could have bought a week's worth of groceries and made a ton of healthy stuff, but they bought all this fast food and they ran out, and they've actually spent more money on the fast food than they could have just on groceries that would have lasted them the whole week.
Right. I think it's education of the population.
Like, yeah.
That needs to be more in high schools.
There's definitely, like I would say, this kind of ties in with laziness, a laziness epidemic in America. I definitely see where other countries, if you look at what they talk about America, they talk about how lazy America is. I feel like America is a flip of a coin. You either have the hardest working people or the most laziest people in the world here. It's a big 50-50, I feel like, here. Because I've definitely seen it, someone like us, where you can find some really hardworking people. And I say this about anybody, like you can find hardworking construction workers, you can find hardworking doctors, or you can find really lazy people who do the same job for the rest of their life of like, I don't want to like anyone's job, like be bad on, but like, let's say, give an example of like a fast food worker, and they'll stay there for the rest of their life, never trying to improve or get anywhere. And they stay at that basic level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I work in fast food, but I'm just saying there are going to be people that stay there for the rest of their life. They never try to improve. They just stick right where they are forever.
Yeah. And that's a very good point, and we should discuss that in one of the future episodes. So just throwing it back to y'all, what episodes do y'all want to watch, or what topics do y'all want? Just put it in the comments and we will decide on those, and then Why are you laughing, man? Give us the reason.
Well, I was just looking at the comments, and I'm dying. I don't mean to die, but...
Okay, one question. How are y'all able to balance this with the rest of your lives?
So, it's actually a good question. It is actually... I find it hard, so... But I manage it, right? So I go to school and I go to work. I work 16 to 20 hours a week right now. And I just get about, I'll be honest, I get about like $200 a week. And I get paid weekly, which is a blessing. And I use that money for either my girlfriend or gas. And then I go to school. I go to school for about from, I get up early. I actually get up at 6 a.m. for my school days. And I go to the gym because I got to work out to stay healthy. And then I go to class at 11 till 2. So how many hours is that? 4 hours?
Three
hours. And then after that, I still have more. I take 2 online classes. So I take 2 in-person, 2. And then I take my 2 online. I go home and I take notes. I've recently, because I've been doing bad on geology, I've been having to take more notes. And then I do my anthropology as well. And I have usually a discussion board for the other classes or and stuff. And by the time it's all done, it's like 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I got to go to bed. But I'm still not always done with everything. And I got a video to edit. So, like... I was telling Lucci today, like, hey, man, I've been struggling with my geology. I haven't been able to work on the video, and I just started on it today, and I got the markings done for it. But I was like, hey, it's just not going to be ready for today. And he was like, that's all right, man. Like, focus on your school.
Yeah.
So it is definitely a hard, like, balance. But it works. Like, if you do it, if you try your best, you can work it out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the podcast is second to our school. So we don't put this podcast before it because... We're going into different jobs in the industry. Alex is going to, he's going into the broadcasting industry,
yeah,
and I'm going into med school. So we definitely want to put that first. But this is kind of a hobby more than our jobs. But we want to do this to get more content out to y'all. So this for me, I have a lot going on. So I have classes throughout the whole Tuesday through Friday. And then Tuesdays is the biggest day. I go to school at 8 and then come back home at 7:30.
And I know you're
so about 11:30.
Definitely it's a hard job. You're super hard because you'll be like, I swear you said this. You're like, oh, I'm up to like 2 a.m. sometimes studying. And I'm like, are you serious?
Still
right now?
You actually
remember that stuff you were remember studying at 2 a.m.? Like, I assume you're only getting about 6 hours of sleep or so.
What I do is I put a timer, 6 hours, and go to sleep.
And you wake up exactly like at the next... Yeah. I'm such a hard person to get up out of bed. So I can just imagine, like, as soon as that alarm goes off, you're up, you're dressed, and you're already eating breakfast, and then you're already studying or heading out to school.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a habit I've been developed into, because this summer I just had to stay up till 2 a.m. or else I didn't get the assignments in. So I think I'll continue this until November break, and then that November break I'll go back to my regular schedule.
Yeah. How's your week been so far, though, by the way?
It's been stressful.
I know you came from Pennsylvania, so we were talking about on the previous, right before we started that, I knew it was going to be stressful for you, so I'm just wondering, like, did you get everything done?
I got most things done, but still, there's some, there's an assignment I have to do for organic chemistry. If you don't want to take organic chemistry, don't take it, but if you do, it's going to be one of the hardest classes you'll take. And then I have a test next Wednesday for that, so I'm going to be studying for that this weekend.
Nice.
What about you?
Well, for me, I was really hoping that my girlfriend was going to come over this week and we could just go out to eat and relax. And I actually even wear, everywhere I go, I wear this, it's her hairband, but I just wear it to always think about her. Cool. She's got family coming over and she's got lots to do. So she decided that it would be best that she like stayed in Stephenville and just did her schoolwork and her family was coming out of town. And I totally respect, you know, keeping school and so I don't blame her at all for staying back, like, at Steamville and getting her work done.
Definitely.
But big bummer for me because I don't have any plans, really, besides studying and working on the video. So
next week you're heading out, though, right?
Next week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, like, I'll tell you this one thing about, like, relationships. When you're in one and you don't see them for, like, 2 weeks, it is the hardest thing. You're like, no, I want to see.
At least you're calling, right?
Yeah, we call every night. We do FaceTimes or just a regular phone call.
Yeah.
And it definitely, or we even do like short video messages and we'll like send them to each other. So we're kind of constantly talking to each other.
Yeah.
And even it, or if you have like Apple Watches, they have a walkie talkie mode. You can walkie talkie.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a very neat feature. But I definitely say like those times where you don't see them for several weeks can be some of the hardest weeks, because you just want like somebody to hug or somebody to like really be right next there with you because you've been with them for so long, you know. Yeah. Like imagine like you just didn't have your parents kind of deal, but it's a little bit more different, right? Someone you actually love and care. I mean, you love and care your parents. I'm so sorry. It came off wrong. But like someone like on a deeper, deeper level, right? That someone like you know you're gonna spend the rest of your time with.
Very understandable.
So it's just like when they're not there, it's like, oh man, like I really could like just use someone to go out to dinner with right now, or someone just to like hang out with right now, kind of deal.
Definitely, yeah. So you'll see her next Friday.
Next Friday, yeah. That's okay. The plan.
Great, yeah.
I'm also signing up for my application, for my waiver and everything for UNT. So that I'm going with my dad to TCC about next Friday, and we're going to fill out everything so I can get to UNT.
Yeah. You're going to be transferring next
this fall, like this next semester.
Next semester, spring?
Yeah, spring.
Okay, wow, that's quick.
Yeah.
It's very quick.
It's definitely going to be a little bit more of a drive because I'll be living over there, you know, with Ruben. So it's going to be, I'll have to start leaving a little bit early to get here for the podcasting.
Yeah, about 20 minutes, right? 25.
Yeah. Hey, Thad.
Hey, Thad. So let's check the comments one last time, and then we're going to come off. It'll be at the end of this Nuts and Bolts episode. So... Noach Narza. Okay, he says, thoughts on fentanyl. We had an episode on the war on drugs. That was about our fourth or third episode. And we had a lot of thoughts there. I can say never get fentanyl into your system because you will be addicted for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and you're something like me. You're something like, where I can't stop laughing.
It's been a very bad thing that's been coming to the U.S. across that border. So go and check out our episode number 3 on the war on drugs, and then you'll see why.
There actually is an epidemic in, like, Ohio. I saw a video. I have it saved because I want us to, like, look at it and do a stitch on TikTok. But it was, like, they put a little glass bottle of, like, fentanyl, and you couldn't even see the fentanyl. It was, like, microscopic level of fentanyl. And they're, like, that's how much you need to kill you. And I was, like...
Yeah.
Well, like, it's microscopic, and, like, I don't even know how, I guess you ingest it through your nose. I don't really know how drugs work with fentanyl, especially. I don't know if it goes in your veins or you just inhale it, but I was like, wow, that's incredible, like, how much this little drug would just kill you in an instant.
That's why police officers, they have died when they got close to a person that has a fentanyl overdose, and they touched it, and then they got into their systems, and then they died.
And it's definitely a drug that needs to... We should probably even, this drug could be its whole episode on itself because it's been such an epidemic with, like, the paramedics and stuff going out there, like you said, the police, and how much it's changed, like, communities because of, like, how dangerous it really is.
Yeah, it's a parasite in the community, so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Any other questions you have?
Burpees.
Burpees. Okay. I'm going to go watch that episode. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Big shout out also. We've been working really hard on, like I said, we've been editing videos. We would love it if everybody here would follow the sites on YouTube so that way we can grow on that. If we grow on that to, what is it,
50
subscribers, we can start going live on YouTube instead of TikTok, or maybe we'll go live on both. We definitely want to go live on two platforms. Yeah. TikTok's going to be a harder one to go live on because you need 1,000 followers. So also, if like we'd love that everyone's here, if they can shout it out, follow it on as many accounts. We're trying to grow so we can be live on more platforms, or two at least at once. We don't have the tech capacity to do all three, but... If we could get all three, that'd be awesome. But again, we're just trying to grow as much as we can, and we're putting in the effort on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, trying to grow all that we can so that way this channel and us can get better and just grow.
Yeah. If you like our visuals, if you like this Instagram Live, you should go onto that YouTube page because we have about 4 episodes already posted, and you can just watch us with... as opposed to just listening to us. So you get to see our facial reactions, what we do in the actual studio, and then we are going to be openly doing some shorts as well. So
yeah, you can see me laugh for this episode for like, I don't know.
So many times.
Yeah. I don't know. Coach and ours are just making me laugh.
Comment. Yeah. All right.
This is an amazing time to just talk and get to see everybody, and we're definitely appreciative for everybody that showed up for the live today. Again, shout out to anybody who will listen. We appreciate everybody. Thank you all so much.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to end it off with?
No, I love doing this. Stay tuned to 2 weeks from now, and our next episode, number 11, that's coming out next Thursday. This is the Sights On podcast with Alex and Lucci. Sights On, signing off.
All right.